Hello?
Hey, it's Victor calling from Local Splash. Am I reaching out to Mona Khalil?
Yes.
Hey, Mona, how are you doing today? How's it going so far?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good myself. That's good to hear. I'm going to go ahead and go over the client interview with you. Now, I'm just going to confirm a bit of the information already gathered, just to make sure everything's in order, and we'll go ahead and continue with the remaining details, okay?
Okay.
Now, just to make sure, you mentioned that for these two new locations, you are not licensed, right?
I don't have a business license there yet.
Oh.
We're in the process of getting it done. I'm moving to Bradenton, and I'm going to be doing it while I'm there, and then the new location that we're setting up is almost done in Sebastian. So it's like we just need a little bit more time for that. Do you guys need that to verify for Google?
No. Of course not. It's just details that we need to know. That way we see how we're going to proceed. It's not necessary, though. No worries about that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course. Just making sure I have all the details correct here on mine. Hold on, just making a couple notes. Alrighty. Alright, since it's two locations, a lot of the information is going to be the same, but some of it is going to be different. So I'm just setting up everything here on my end to make sure everything's in order. Now, the two addresses that we have 8430 Enterprise Circle, Suite 110, Lakewood Ranch, Florida, 34202. And the other location is 1319 North Central Avenue, Sebastian, Florida, 32958, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. We do have the correct address. This is license pending for now. Can you receive mail at both of these addresses?
I don't know. I have to check something about Sebastian. One second. Oh. And they probably send the mail to the one in Lakewood Ranch. Are we able to get mail in Sebastian? This is Local Splash.
Do you know if it's a UPS or mailbox store address?
We didn't get it?
Mail in general?
Oh, my God. I haven't been to the mail office yet for Sebastian, but the one in Lakewood Ranch, we could get mail there. I just would have to speak with someone there. I'm renting a space in there.
So for Sebastian, we're unsure yet, right?
Yeah, the last time I did a Google verification, they made me do a video. They didn't send me anything in the mail.
Yes, actually, that's the most common one. And honestly, it's the easiest and the fastest one to get verified. But don't worry, Mona. This is just specific details that we need to know. That way we know how we're going to proceed, what we're going to do. If at any moment, like, they do request like some sort of postcard verification, then we know that we could act right away and, you know what, express the situation, let them know like to cancel a postcard and do an additional verification. This is just so we speed up the process, right? So
okay.
No worries. If you can't receive it, I'll just go ahead and make sure we act accordingly just in case. So.
Okay.
For Sebastian, we'll leave it as is. Hold on. And the email address will, of course, would stay the same, right? Mona Khalil, OM@gmail.com?
Yes.
Just to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right, is it Mona or Mana?
It doesn't matter. Mona's fine.
Just making sure. Alrighty, email address is good. Regarding the actual business website itself, that one would stay the same, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's get this in order. Let's get the business website.
And you guys will add the new addresses on the website?
Yes, that's the chat I was about to let you know. That's the only one that we're going to implement so far, just adding the additional addresses, right?
Yes, and then I guess when Google accepts it, we'll get on to Yelp and Apple Maps and Google Maps.
Yep, we'll be adding you on those locations as well. Since they're all separate locations, we would have to add those separately. But yes, we would be adding you on Yelp, Apple Maps, and we'll, of course, Google Maps.
I just paid for the Facebook ads. Is someone going to be talking to me about that?
So regarding the Facebook ads, we could go ahead and view that at the end for the Port St. Lucie location, right?
It cut off a lot of it.
Can you hear
Sorry,
me?
What did you say? I'm on the phone with Local Splashes. What's going on? What did you say?
Oh, yes. Regarding the Facebook ads, if you have any questions, we could go ahead and discuss it at the end if you want. Let's just go ahead and make sure we have the information for these two new locations, and I'll guide you through with the Facebook ads and how it works.
Okay.
For the call tracker, would we be applying that to both of the locations or just one of them?
Can you repeat that? I need to eat something. I'm very needy.
Of course. For the call tracker, would we be applying that for both of the locations or just one of them?
For the call tracker?
Yes.
What is that exactly?
Okay, so pretty much the call tracking, but it's included in the package, right? So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, right? So regardless, you are going to be receiving the calls to your main line, but pretty much it tracks every lead, filters out spam calls, and well, pretty much gives us insight in all the services and what's driving your revenue, right? So it's a way for us to track everything. It's another way for you to filter out unnecessary calls. And, of course, all those calls are recorded, so if at any moment you need to hear it for whatever reason, you can listen to those calls. And, well, more than anything, it's a way for us to track everything. And if we need to implement different strategies, if something's not working out, well, that definitely helps out to your benefit.
And how do I listen to the calls again?
So you have a dashboard, right? And there's also an app. The app's pretty recent. I'll go ahead and send you the link before we end the call and give you a brief walkthrough through the app too.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Directly on the app, you have a lot of options, right? You could upload pictures directly through there. You could see all your Google Insights. Now that you have the Facebook ads, you'll be able to see all the data that's coming in through the Facebook ads.
So
you could actually see how the ad looks, right? So since ads is different from the actual Facebook post, that's not something you can see normally, but you will be able to see it directly through the app. So if you want to make any changes to the actual ad itself, you could actually go ahead and request it directly through the app. And right there's a little lead section where you could listen to all the calls, see where the client reached out to you from, whether it was from Facebook, through your website. I'll be giving you a brief walkthrough. We'll definitely get to that before we end the call today. But honestly, it's really good, and you'll be able to see all your leads through there. So all the leads coming in from Port St. Lucie, Lakewood, and Sebastian, you'll be able to see all the leads coming in.
Can he call and have a tutorial like that with Jessica?
Right now?
Yeah.
Is there any way I can do this tutorial with my marketer at the same time, so that way she's not asking all these questions to me?
Of course. Well, we could definitely do that. But let's go ahead and leave that towards the end. Right now, let's focus on these two new locations, Sebastian and Lakewood. Let's make sure we have everything we need. And of course, definitely, we'll go ahead and add your marketer, and I'll guide both of you through.
Okay.
All right. So, okay, so we'll be adding the call trackers. That way we can maintain a register for both of those. Let me go ahead and set that up right now.
I'm happy for him. The refrigerator was leaking. So I think she's wiping it. I'm not sure. Look at that. Water everywhere.
You need a new drain?
And then the toilet was running, and she turned off the toilet. I'm not using it no more. It needs like a stopper, a new stopper.
Call the maintenance people, have them do it. It needs to be replaced.
The plumber? He needs to replace the whole toilet?
No, but inside.
Oh.
Okay, so starting with Lakewood, let's go ahead and set up the call tracker now. So let's see. We do have a couple of options that we could set the call tracker to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep the same area code with 561. Let me go ahead and see if I could find one that has repeated numbers. That way it's a lot easier.
In which city is this?
Lakewood.
Yes, this one's going to be for Lakewood.
The Lakewood Ranch area code is a 941 area code.
Okay, then in that case, 941, let's go ahead and switch that one up.
There we go.
So we'll keep the 941 area code for Lakewood. Okay, I was able to find one that's easier to remember. How about 941-34-2223?
That's fine. I also I want to let you know that Sebastian is 772, right?
Yep, 772.
Okay. Oil rate.
Let me go ahead and set up the one for Lakewood really quick.
I made them call that. I mean, I spoke English.
There we go. Now, moving on to Sebastian. That one's a 772. Let me see which ones are available for that one. Okay, we have a couple too. Let me just look for one that's easy to remember too, with some repeated digits.
The main phone line for Lakewood Ranch is actually a different number than my main line.
For Lakewood, it's going to be rerouting to 772-361-1677?
No, I'm going to need it to be routed to a different number, and I forgot to mention that. I just signed up with Ring Central, and I got a local number for a Lakewood Ranch location. I don't want it to go to my main office number because it's so far away. So the main number is, let me see. So 3040.
Okay, so for Lakewood, it'll be rerouted to 941-866-3040?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'll make sure the call tracker gets rerouted to that. But we'll maintain, for the call tracker, the 772 area code, right?
You know what?
No, that's for Sebastian. My bad.
You know what? I do have a. You know what? Scratch that. I do apologize. Go, let it go to the main number because I do have people that answer my phones for the main line. I was thinking that it would help at that moment. I'm wondering if I should still use them. If I ever want to change that, I just call you guys, or how does that work?
I apologize. You cut off there for a bit?
I said, right now you can actually leave it on the 772 number, 361-1677 for Liquid Ranch, because I have a calling agency that's answering all my calls right now. If it goes to Ring Central, then it's going to call me directly. So let's just leave it at that for now. I apologize. Let's just switch it back.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it as is then. So the main business number where all the calls will get rerouted to 772-361-1677?
It's not, what, did you say 261? It's 361.
Yes, 361-1677.
Okay. I thought I heard you say 2.
Okay, so that's going to be, we're going to reroute everything. If at any moment you do want to change for any of the locations, right, to reroute to a different number, just let us know and we'll make sure that gets handled right away, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Alright.
I need to speak with Posh. They're so stupid. I need to get two more locations on their thing and...
making sure everything gets set up properly, okay?
Are you drinking the water? Should it wait? You put a bunch of stuff on my desk. I need to clear everything up because I have two new patients coming back there. We'll put it on the black desk right now. We have to. How's she doing? I got her a huge lead yesterday with the home, the honor flight.
All right, so for Sebastian, I was able to find an easy one that's pretty easy to dial and remember. I have 772-282-7177.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and set that one up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So call tracker is set up for both locations already. Now, we do have another option, just to let you know. Pretty much it does go hand in hand with the call tracker, right? So it's pretty much to elevate the first impression for your customers and your business. It's a professional voice recording. So it just to let you know, it does have a one-time $19 fee. Of course, you could add this at any moment. It does not have to be now, but pretty much we'll record and implement it's just a brand quality greeting on your calls. We can update it at any moment in time once you have it. Like, for example, for the holidays, we could switch it up regarding Thanksgiving, Christmas, even other holidays.
What exactly is it again?
It's a greeting for your call tracker. So... something like, hi, thank you for calling Acupuncture and Herb Solutions. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you're a new customer. Please press 2 if you're an existing customer. That's usually a generic one, but we can switch it up for it to say anything you would like it to say in the introduction.
I see. So I don't need that right now because it's going to a call line that is answering all my calls, but maybe in the future. But I do have Ring Central, and they're going to give me an AI assistant.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just trying to, like, figure everything out. But you guys offer that for Google or Facebook leads only?
No, this is for the call tracker in general. So as soon as people call, that's going to greet them.
How do you guys set that up if you're not, like, in Ring Central with me and Google Voice with another number? Like, how do you guys set that up?
So, for example, since the first number that clients are going to see is the call tracker, the moment the client calls the call tracker.
I see.
Yes.
The moment the call tracker is going to be on Google?
Yes, correct. It's going to be on Google and Facebook as well.
Oh.
I don't think you guys should put it on the Google
one.
Just the Facebook and the ads and stuff.
Yeah. Can we do it that way?
Okay. So if we don't add the call tracker, we wouldn't be able to keep track of the calls, and we wouldn't be able to record them,
yeah,
and they wouldn't be popping up on the app themselves.
What I was suggesting is use it for the Facebook ads and, you know, but don't change the number on Google.
Yeah, but what did they say?
The Google number, which is 7723611677, that they find on Google Maps and Google, we would like to keep it the same as our business card.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. So
we don't
could
want
definitely...
Like, I understand people on Facebook mm-hmm. finding a way to lead to us on Facebook, then it calls the number that you provided, and it goes to your leads, and it tracks. But when it comes to Google Maps and Google search, let's keep that number the primary number that we already have.
Okay, so just keep it at the 1677 number?
Only for Google. On Facebook ads, you can use the tracker. Can we separate?
Yes, we could definitely go ahead and separate that.
Dave?
Let me go ahead and set that up. In that case, I'm going to go ahead and remove the call tracker from the locations that we just set it up in.
All right, give me 1 second. Hello? Sorry, I'm on the phone. All right, so let's continue.
Just setting everything up on my end. still here with you, just removing the call trackers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Still here with you. Almost finished, right? Alright, now moving forward with the actual keywords that clients are going to be searching up when they look for your business, we're going to keep the same keywords that we already have, right? I'm just going to mention them to you, just confirming if these are correct. Maybe you want to add or take away some, okay?
Uh-huh.
So we have acupuncturist, acupuncture physician, holistic doctor, doctor of oriental medicine, naturopathic.
Can you add acupuncture?
Let's see if it's there. Okay, we'll go ahead and add that one. You also have herbal specialist, nutritionist, weight loss specialist, nurse, couch, natural medicine, food therapy, massage therapy, spa, cupping massage, homeopathic medicine, B12 injection, vitamin injections, holistic care, pain management, fertility acupuncture, anxiety treatment, PTSD treatment, migraine treatment, and headache treatment. And we're going to go ahead and add acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. And then put natural medicine.
Yep, we do have that one as well.
Okay. I forgot. Let's see what else I was thinking about. Put community care network provider.
community care network provider.
Yeah. And then to trying to think about anything else. I think that's okay for right now. Or you can put, are we allowed to put pain relief for veterans?
Of course. Pain relief for veterans.
Okay. So, do we have holistic care on there?
Yes, we do have holistic care.
Okay. All right, perfect.
All right, making sure those get set up.
Do we have Chinese medicine on there?
I don't think we have that. Let me double check just to make sure. Said Chinese medicine, right?
Yeah.
We do not have them. Want me to go ahead and add it?
Yes.
Okay, Chinese medicine.
Are we allowed to add, like, the word just, like, veteran care?
Yep, definitely. Veteran care.
Okay. All right, let's just stick to that for right now.
Okay. Either way, if at any moment you start providing a new service or maybe you even recall something, we'll be sending these through email. So you can go ahead and look over them once you have a little bit more time. If you want to add or take away at any moment, we could definitely go ahead and do that too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll go ahead and set those up. All right. Now, also just a few questions. So, well, we could differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy, right? So, like, is there anything unique about your business, Mona? What would you say sets you apart from your competitors? And, well, what do customers like about your business?
We accept veterans through community care or as a community. We accept veterans as a community care network provider for the VA, and we accept private insurance, such as, I don't know if you want an example, such as Humana PPO. So we're like not everybody accepts health insurance, and not everybody accepts the VA patients, veterans. So it's a big deal. And then, and also we accept out of pocket. I don't know.
Again, this does apply for anything, like maybe even free estimates, like some sort of emergency service. Would you say it's affordable or competitive prices? Any type of discounts or promotions?
We offer discounted. We offer discounted group packages or discounted session packages. But we're not like, you know, we're an acupuncture office. We're healthcare. We're not a plumber. So we're not going to have emergency services and all that.
Of course.
And we specialize in pain management. We specialize in pain relief, neuropathy, and muscular disorders. I don't know why my internet's so slow. I'm having trouble opening up something.
Alrighty. And, okay, now that we have that set up, do you have a mission statement?
We don't, but we can say, acupuncture and herb solutions, the path to wellness.
Okay. That sounds great. So acupuncture and herb solutions is a path to wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that definitely goes great with the services you provide. Let's go ahead and add those. Okay, so mission statement ready. Do you have a tagline or slogan as well by any chance?
No.
And let's see. Okay, so I do have a couple that we could implement. I'm going to go ahead and mention them. Let me know if any of these sound good for you so we could add as a tagline or slogan, okay? So we could keep something simple like the point of better health, or something more along the lines of ancient wisdom for modern wellness. Targeted relief, naturally delivered.
What was the first two that you said?
The first one is the point of better health.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was ancient wisdom for modern wellness.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Ancient wisdom for modern wellness. That's a good one.
Definitely been much. Let's go with that one.
Wisdom for modern wellness.
Still here with you, okay? Just working in silence, making sure everything gets set up properly.
Okay. Hey, you guys hungry?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's, I didn't realize that you didn't bring lunch. We can probably get something ordered, or I can go pick up.
Sure.
Let me see. Let me go ahead. Do you guys want Thai food or anything?
I love food.
So, like, this is the ones that they have: red curry, Massaman curry, Penang curry is my favorite, and green curry. And then they have Pad Thai and stuff like that.
Well, I'm okay. My Hugh made me roba vieja last night.
Oh, really?
So I'm really excited to eat it.
Oh, my gosh.
How
so,
have you had their Pad Thai
you
before?
Can get it, you know. Huh?
Have you had their Pad Thai before?
Yeah.
From this location?
Yeah. They're really...
Is it worth ordering?
Let me see what it's in Pad Thai. Yeah, I mean, it looks like this.
Looks
like the noodles and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm just, you know, just going to order for everybody if you want something. You know, because I feel bad, she's not eating anything. Let me order the Pad Thai and then
chicken.
If you want chicken, do you want it, what level spicy do you want?
Medium.
Do you want, I know that your boyfriend got you food. Do you want anything?
No, that's the okay. Because I'm like, he would be so upset if I was like, oh, no, I didn't eat your lunch that you slaved away.
Aww. He's so sweet, though.
He really is so cute.
My husband had made me that chicken, too, but because he, like, threw it in the oven last night. But I'll get some curry anyways. Because I love that curry stuff. The Penang is, like, the best.
Yeah, so
we'll do
that last
time. Yeah. Amazing.
I told Dr. Tim, my boyfriend thinks he's like Anthony Bourdain, so it's nice for me because the benefit from it.
That is so nice.
But it's really cute. Like, even when he went on a trip to the other place, and he like, still has the crock-pot meals in the fridge for me, which is so cute. And I feel like he just cooks better than
It's something I like when I'm in a relationship and, like, the caring for each other, you know, even if it's, like,
you get your glass of water, you can ask for
it. Or whatever it is, kind of like that.
You know. He's my first boyfriend that's like this. I've been a caretaker and all my other relationships.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, this is... And if you need more chips, I have one here.
There's, the trash can right here.
Maybe that's a true thing. Like, I don't...
All righty, Mona. And how many years have you been in business since what year did you start? I have here that it was listed as 2009?
Yes. So we started in 2009, That's true. And then...
And how many people work for your company? Well, actually, before we get to that, how many years of experience would you say you have? Like, prior to 2009?
Well, we went to school for it, so since 2009 sounds good.
Okay. And how many people work for your company?
Right now, me, two other doctors, and then another marketer, so four. And then we have my husband who's helping, but why does that matter?
No, just for reference for us, it's not going to be public information or anything like that.
Okay. So five?
Almost finished, okay?
Should be here in an hour, and then help yourself to anything you want to drink.
Okay.
So we have Sprite, sparkling water.
I love sparkling water.
So yeah, so I have more. I have a couple over here too.
Go.
And then I had a little snack, but my husband ate most of my food. But I was starting to get moody because I'm about to get my period, and I'm I need to eat because you're not supposed to fast before your period, but I've been fasting all day.
Ooh.
And I'm eating means they're going to be on the phone with me.
You're sorry, I haven't eaten. This is so funny.
Yeah. Luckily, my PMS isn't that bad this month. Last month was pretty bad.
Was it?
Yeah, this month is not so bad.
Yeah.
I think because things are getting off my to-do list, and I'm feeling a little better with you guys here. Last month I was what am I gonna do?
Yeah, I know.
Trying to figure it out, but so yeah, it should be here.
Working out.
Yeah. Awesome.
Do you want me to venue some demos?
No, of course not. Of course not. I was just I lost track of time. I haven't stopped talking to people on the phone, and I'm trying to get out of your hair because we usually put new patients in there. Now I'm gonna go and move over here.
We have our new patients starting at 2 years.
Yeah.
All right. And for hours of operation, same hours of operation as previously, from Monday to Friday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday closed?
We're actually extending the hours to 10 to 6.
Okay. And we'll be changing that for all the locations, right?
Yes. Except for, excuse me. I don't know if I should do it for that location. Whatever. We'll just keep it the same. It's fine.
Okay. No worries. If at any moment you want to switch it up, just let us know and we could update that right away too, okay?
Okay.
can. Regarding the types of payments you accept, so far we have MasterCard, Visa, Discover, Cash, Invoice, Zelle, American Express, and check. Keep it the same?
I don't know. The check, I think, yeah, that's fine. I don't think we take cash right now, though, so no cash. That's no big deal. I'll just tell them when they come in. Let's see.
I'll go ahead and take it off either way just in case, okay? Now that we have all the business info accurate, now we do have two options, right?
Right.
The most common option, the basic option, and the one we always go towards in the beginning is just, well, of course, optimizing your presence for all the qualities from all the top channels, Google, Facebook, Yelp. Of course, all of those, no extra cost. The second option, we can list your business in an expanded set of 100 additional directories. Which option would you prefer? Now, just to let you know, keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can still open you for spam calls and, well, of course, wasted time, right? Now, you do appear everywhere. There's a bunch of directories you'll be listed on. So you'll definitely be exposed to a lot of those types of calls. Of course, not saying that all of them are going to be like that. Of course, it opens a bigger door for more business as well. It says that we do recommend our targeted approach for the highest lead quality and control over your brand's online reputation, right? But that is an option, and I do want to bring it up for you.
Just do what you recommend.
Okay. We'll go with that then. Perfect. Now, let's go ahead and cover the actual Google Business Profile itself, since that's going to be the key asset for booking the high-value jobs, right? So, we'll start with Sebastian. So for Sebastian, which areas were you trying to, like, which service areas or specific cities, zip codes would you like to dominate in Sebastian?
I don't have those memorized. Vero Beach and Sebastian, and maybe Palm Bay, but Sebastian, Vero Beach, Fellsmere isn't too far, and then Barefoot Bay. So Sebastian, Fellsmere, Barefoot Bay, and Vero Beach.
Okay. Fellsmere, Barefoot Bay, Barrow Beach, and Palm Bay, right, for Sebastian?
Well, Sebastian is number one.
Of course. But we'll go ahead and set those up too.
I don't know if Palm Bay is worth it. I don't know. Is it better to do more or less?
Right now, I would definitely recommend, since we're barely starting off on these locations, less is better. Of course, we could start adding more and more as we go, but right now, less is definitely better.
Okay, so just remove Palm Bay.
Actually, look, right now it would be Sebastian, Palm Bay, Vero Beach.
Remove Palm Bay.
Honestly, we could keep it at just the 5. The 5 is good. As long as it's less than 10, 5 is perfect to start off with.
Okay.
And for Lakewood Ranch?
Bradenton.
Yep.
And I guess Sarasota. Miyaka City. I don't know what else. What's around there? And of course, Lakewood Ranch is the most important.
Of course, that's always going
to
be.
So just put, Lakewood Ranch, Miyaka City, and Bradenton. Because those are the top three. Sarasota might be too far. I don't know. It's like a 30-minute drive. Maybe, is there a city called Fruitville?
Let me double check. I'm pretty sure there was. Yep, Fruitville.
Yeah, so we'll do Fruitville.
Okay. Take away Sarasota and put Fruitville.
Okay.
So, well, Lakewood Ranch, of course, Bradenton, Fruitville, and Yaka City.
Yeah. I think Sarasota might be too big. Can we just delete that? I don't. I mean, I can do Sarasota, but I guess we'll just keep it. That's fine. I'm, like, nervous if it's too much.
No worries. At the end of the day, if we see, after giving it some time, seeing how it behaves, if we do see that it's counterproductive, we could definitely take it away.
Okay.
Right, and well, number of locations for the business. With this one, it would be a total of 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just confirming with you too, you do not have an existing Google business profile for these locations, or do you?
But no.
Okay, we'll be creating the Google business profile ourselves. And well, of course, you already know pretty much the process with the verifications. Now,
give me one
Google.
Second.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Never mind. Okay, go ahead.
Of course. Now, you already pretty much know the gist of it with the verifications. Google can require up to 2 verifications, and they do choose the verification method. Of course, the video verification is the most common, the most frequent, the pretty much easiest one to do. So mm-hmm. we'll just let you know as soon as we get that update. The other options are our phone, email, postcard. And in best case scenario, honestly, like just a phone or email verification, and you won't even have to do the video verification. But we'll definitely keep you updated in that aspect. You already know that.
So you think it's going to be... Well, I'm sorry. I was just looking at something and I lost track of what you were saying. Are you telling me it might be a phone verification? What are you saying?
Yes. Yeah, so the verification methods that Google uses is video, phone, email, or postcard. The most common, the most frequent, it's the video verification, the one that you previously mentioned that you went through. But
yeah.
If you do have any luck, it is possible for it to be just a phone or email verification. If by any chance it's a postcard verification, which it's really rare, it like almost never happens, no worries, we'll get that handled. We'll make sure we could switch it up if need be. But yeah, if you do have luck, it could be just a phone or email verification, and that'll help you set up. But honestly, it's most likely going to be the video verification.
Okay.
Perfect. So that's all set up. We'll go ahead and create those. Now, another growth feature that we do have for Mona, it's weekly Google profile posts. Pretty much to keep you in front and center in your local search, right? So you'll actually be able to preview these anytime on your dashboard and on the app. So I'll be showing you that in a bit before we finish our call. Would you like to activate this for these other two locations as well?
I'm like, sorry, but I cannot understand what you just said. What bit?
Oh, okay, no worries. Can you hear me? Can you hear me better now?
No, I can hear you. I just don't understand the words that you're saying. Like, are you, like some vocabulary words that you're saying that I'm not really familiar with. What is a bit? Or I'm not sure if I'm saying it wrong.
No worries. It's automated post on the Google Business Profile.
Okay, so automated post on Google Business Profile. What were you saying about that?
Yes, would you like for us to activate these for these new locations as well? You already have them activated on Port St. Lucie, but would you like us to activate them here too?
Oh. Okay, so what exactly, I've never seen anything like that in Port St. Lucie. What exactly is it doing for my Google?
So it's a post where we promote the business, right? But in this case, the post is on the Google Business Profile section, right? So
mm-hmm.
let's say we put a picture and it's kind of like an ad, right? Something that gives you more visibility and gets you a lot more.
How often do you guys, yeah, that's great. I just don't really see that happening on my end that much. How often do you guys do that for me?
So it depends. We see how it behaves, but the most frequent that we could do it for is 3 times a week. Any more than that, it's counterproductive, but
uh-huh.
depending on how everything behaves, how we see the traction and how everything's going on your end, it could be once a week, twice a week, or up to 3 times a week.
I never saw you guys do that for me, to be honest. I've had this office for 2 years, and anytime anything is updated on Google, it's because I did it myself. So I'm not really sure how accurate that is. I saw them doing it in the beginning, like 2 years ago, but nothing's really changed on my end ever unless I update it myself.
But no worries. We could actually see, I am seeing that they've been activated since you started with us, if you want, we could go over them in a bit for the Port St. Lucie location, but they have been active since you started with us.
I know that it's been active, but like, are they posting on my behalf pictures?
Yes, we are posting on your behalf
When was the last time they did a post for me?
The last time was January 28th.
January 28th, they did a post?
Yep, we did a post on January 28th.
Where at?
On the Google Business Profile section. I would have to show you an overview of how it looks like.
Uh-huh.
But I would have to have you download the app. That way we could go over that. But we could definitely go over that. Once we're finished with these two locations, I'll show you exactly how it looks like. And even if you want to make any edits or anything like that, we could definitely go ahead and do that. Or you could even create a post yourself. I'll show you how to do all that right now in a bit.
Okay, that's fine. I just, I was just surprised that when you mentioned it, because I don't really see much going on my business profile. And when you said that they did something a couple weeks ago, that surprised me.
Oh, okay. Well, usually because it's your business, you're not able to see it on your end. But for example, people that are not linked to your email or to your Google Business Profile at all, it does show up to them.
I see. Why doesn't it show to me?
It's the same process as searching you up. Like when you search yourself up to see if you're ranking on Google, it's the way Google works. It doesn't give you anything accurate, and it doesn't show your ranking when anything's linked to your account.
I see.
You would have to search it up with somebody else's phone, and then it would be popping up an actual ranking.
Okay. That makes sense. I'll check it out on somebody else's phone.
Now, let me go ahead and set that up for those two locations. Already have a Yelp for your existing account, so we'll go ahead and create the Yelp page for these two new ones. I'll make sure that gets set up too. Now, for the Facebook business page, we'll just be adding the locations. That way we start seeing more traction on that end. Setting everything up with the Facebook too. Just to let you know, we'll go over the Facebook and how it works in a bit, okay?
Okay. I do have a meeting at 2:00. Is there anything else that we need to discuss? Because they told me that they would set everything up. Is there anything else I need to talk to you about, or do we have more to discuss? Like, what's happening now?
Okay, so right now we're practically finished. Well, you already know what time we're available regarding the logo. We have that set up. Okay, so just before I let you go, you'll be receiving several emails from us.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, you're going to review your keywords list. Let us know if you want to add or adjust anything. If you have any photos, new photos, videos, an updated logo, anything like that. You can send them directly or upload them directly to the dashboard or app. If you want, I'll go ahead and give you a call back. Just let me know when I could give you a call back. That way I can help you with you and your marketer with the app, guide you guys through how to use it, how it works, and regarding the Facebook too. Would you like me to schedule something for today, tomorrow? Let me know.
Okay. Would you be okay calling my marketer and introducing yourself and stuff? And maybe talking to her about how to set things up?
So you do have an account manager, right? If you want, that could be viewed directly with your account manager, since he's going to be your main point of contact. And everything that has to do regarding your account, he's the one that's going to be hands-on with it. I'll go ahead and schedule it directly with him. His name is Ruben.
Oh, okay. Account manager is Ruben.
Yep. So I'll let him know. I'll update that. When would you like us to set up the meet with your marketer?
Let me text her and find out.
How long is the meeting?
Well, honestly, it could take anywhere from 5 minutes to like 20 minutes, if I'm honest with you.
To what?
From 5 to 20 minutes, depending how it goes, the questions your marketer has.
Mm-hmm. Is it Ruben?
Yes. And your marketer is
Jessica McDuffie.
Okay. I'm seeing here. Okay, she hasn't been authorized yet. I'm going to go ahead and list her as an authorized user. That way she could speak with Ruben in regards to anything with the account, okay? What's her direct line?
Her direct line, I'll give you her cell phone number,
321-333-6133.
Yeah. Okay, so she's available all day today and tomorrow.
Let me double check with Ruben really quick. All day today is fine, right?
Yeah, she's available until, I believe, like 6.
Would she be able to do 5?
5 p.m.?
Yes.
Let me check with her. She said yes.
Okay.
Today at 5 is fine.
Perfect. We'll set that up with 5. At 5. Now, since you don't have time right now, I'll have Ruben introduce himself at a later time. Would you prefer him reach out to you tomorrow?
Yeah, probably. Let's see. He can, I don't know, tomorrow, let me see my schedule. I start work at 12. Okay, I'll have to figure it out. He can call me tomorrow. Hey.
I just need to
get Thanks. I gotta go though, okay?
Okay, just
around,
before I let you go,
11.
Regarding the time frame and what to expect,
I have to go. I have to go. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no worries.